Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. May the ancestors be praised. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegun Oloye, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor. sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. It is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, that place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Friday, June 1st, 2018, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. Hoodoo Central, Thai Potions, Black Hawk Voodoo in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, Treme, historic fog board, Treme, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down that great Obeah stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, minerals, the legacy, the culture and tradition, the history, and our stories that are, that make up the foundation and platform for this revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo. A revival, if you will, of that which is already in us. I am humbled and honored by those who join me here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number during my live broadcast is area code 347-215-8967-347-215-67. Please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will open your mic. Be patient with me. I will open your mic. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. There are distinctive forms of voodoo. Voodoo, as it is practiced in Haiti, New Orleans, Chicago, New York, Puerto Rico, Dominica, each of these forms of voodoo has a particular character, which is determined by the types of rites, spirits, the deities, the loa that have evolved specific to that location. Contrary to popular belief, voodoo ceremonies are not held in secret, or in fact are open to anyone to come and quietly observe or to be a full participant. Actually, voodoo is probably one of the most egalitarian religions. For example, male and female priests are equal in rank receive the same respect from the followers. We don't make distinction between sexual identity. We make a distinction between those who are initiated, those who are committed to the tradition, those who exercise through demonstration their vocation to voodoo. Voodoo can be comfortable in any environment, in any space, around any people. It is a relationship, a co-relationship of organic and mutual respect with and for nature, for indeed voodoo is nature. Practitioners of voodoo come together in neighborhood, community, a house, and these centers within the community are where the rituals are performed, the offerings are made, the healing ceremonies take place, the consultations and divination happen, the intercession in urgent care requests take place. For indeed, nothing happens community. This is not a single walk. This is not an isolated path or tradition. For those of you who have been listening with me for the last 10 years, you've heard me say you cannot be, operate, practicing these traditions in isolation. Take very careful of what you are noting in the demonstration. And today with technology, you know, it's easy for people to throw up their demonstration, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what we say, what we do, how we operate, how we respond, the videos we're posting, the imagery that we are posting, who's operating in ego, who's operating in isolation, who's operating in vanity, who is disconnected from the culture, the traditions, the history of our story of voodoo. They don't believe in voodoo. We don't believe in voodoo. Voodoo is a word and a very general term for traditional African-based religious systems, often traditional West African-based. We serve the spirits, the forces, the deities, the gods and goddesses that represent our natural and spiritual world. Our natural and spiritual world are intermixed, intermingled. They are not separate, if you will, in traditional African-based systems. Our deceased, our ancestors, our egun are not separate from us. They are not dead from us or to us. They indeed still exist as a part of us, within us, and are encoded within our DNA. Voodoo is a blood religion. First encoded within your DNA, within your spirit. Often in my journey, I've felt things and been led to do things and been initiated into things, only to now find out with the help of technology that much of this was steeped in voodoo tradition, was steeped in history. I had no idea how rooted my ancestors and my family is to Louisiana until the last year or so, and my journey, and I've been sharing my journey with you, my personal journey of DNA, Ancestry.com, 23andMe. Those are the two that I've already used. I have clients that have used other programs to gain access to their DNA, and I encourage you to use all that is available and then bring that back to us, bring that to the table, bring that back to the house so that we can share and better become educated. DNA, as is all technology, is constantly evolving. Something is new, something is relevant. Every day, periodically you'll go into your ancestry account, your 23andMe account, and your information will be updated. I'm a little more comfortable with Ancestry.com. I feel a little bit more secure with Ancestry.com. I will admit that I'm still learning a lot about how to use 23andMe, but I will be always sharing that information back with you. Because practitioners of voodoo are largely economically poor, we often find that we need help. We find that we need help in terms of justice, dealing with the police, dealing with the law, dealing with career and work relevant issues. Love and relationships, of course, always abound from every segment of our community. We don't seek to control, to dominate, to bind these forces, as you find evident in witchcraft. We are in co-relationship with what is natural to us, and that is spirit. That is God, in a word. We are but individual reflections of that greater source, that greater power, as are the deities a reflection of that greater force, that greater power. In traditional voodoo, male or female are equal. The practitioner, the priest, the priestess, the Hogan, the Mambo, there's no hierarchy, if you will, in regards to sex identity. There is, however, hierarchy in terms of knowledge, power, usage of power, experience, training, and commitment and connection to lineage, which also includes the elders, the various members of your community. There is indeed a strong element of, but I need to say something bigger than that. In the perspective of things, if we look at voodoo in terms of percentages, we are 70% reliant on the power and the shoulders and the strength of our ancestors. There's nothing without that. Then you have your connection to nature, your knowledge of plants, herbs, medicine, healing, holistic consciousness. And then you have your commitment to the tradition and operating within the tradition. And many of you are still fighting with, conflicted with the system, the church, your family's connection to the system and the church. I want to say again on record, I'm not in war with the church. I understand its history. I understand its place and perspective of things. I understand it's in terms of the cultural, spiritual, and mental synchronizing and amalgamation that was often forced upon us during enslavement. When I look at the differences of path and tradition, I look at two things. I look at the West sort of teaching and enforcing and imposing binary forces that have to be in conflict with each other, to oppose each other, black against white, male against female, rich against poor. There's always a warring, opposing nature when I look at voodoo and traditional African spiritual systems and culture. I look at a duality of balance and balance within binary forces. Voodoo And if you want to get into logistics, voodoo with your two O's was born in enslavement. Born in enslavement. All religion, as we look at ATR, traditional African-based systems, Ifa, Akan, Lakomi, Zenari, Apollo, Candomblé, Maria Leonza, all of it, born in West Africa, has its root in West Africa. It is by way of the Middle Passage and enslavement that voodoo, two O's if you want to be linguistic, was birthed and had to be birthed. We're talking about now bringing our forces, our traditions, our knowledge, gathering all powers we could seek to defend and protect in an environment where we felt hopeless, where we felt there was no defense, where often there was no protection. For example, when we look at Petwo spirits, and Petwo was born in Haiti. Voodoo was not born in Haiti. Petwo was born in Haiti. And Petwo is often considered dark gods, dark spirits, the balance to the benevolent forces of Rada power. However, the term dark does not mean that the Petwo Loa are evil, but they represent the necessary equilibrium to perform the acts that Rada Loa cannot accomplish, particularly in the environment of slavery. The Petwo rites originated in Haiti because of stability and traditional patterns of the African tribal systems were disrupted and violated by the brutality of slavery. The gods could no longer a gentle, passive role. Rather, action was needed. Revolutionary voodoo was needed. As a result, the Petwo Loa, who are more aggressive, more powerful, more magical, also quicker to respond and to react than how we associate Rada gods. Petwo was then born. Voodoo in the West was indeed born. It was the Petwo cult that gave devotees the organization more rage to lead the successful slave revolt in Haiti in 1804. Petwo gods can make quick curses of illness. Rada gods are not capable, since they demand more expensive sacrificial offerings. They demand goats, sheep, pigs, cow, bull. And in general, Petwo ceremonies are outside the community walls, are outside the house, but were held in the bush, in the mountain, in the maroon camps, away from organized slave culture and society of that day. And so Marie Leonza was birthed in Venezuela. Candomblé was birthed in Brazil. But also behind those traditions, Paulo, Santeria, Lakomi even. And Lakomi is a more modernized expression of what was taking place in Cuba, Puerto Rico, Haiti, prior to revolution, prior to them regaining some control geographically of those islands, those nations. And so often, as you've heard me say before, the African born in North America is often somehow seen as less, as the weakest of the slave community, as the least able to have held on to something authentic, pure, from our places of original origin. And nothing could be further from the truth. each of these traditions have had to evolve and the environment allowed for them. And the cost for drumming, the cost for chanting something, you know, African was high, was death for the African born in this nation. And so the amalgamation of our traditions with whatever the religion of the oppressor was, depending on where you are, that was either going to be Catholic, Christian, some Protestant manifestation of Christian, is going to be what the imprint that is going to mask, it's going to hide where the heart, soul, and spirit of that individual ancestor was in that moment in time and space. And so from that, we have the color and diversity of spiritual practice in the diaspora that we have today. But we also still have this pervading confusion, this pervading idea, sense that this is something we need to mask, that we need to cover up. And in a more overt way, we have public figures, politicians, community leaders, actors, various people that we otherwise would look up to and give some place of honor in our culture, also seeking to oppress those of us who would publicly speak voodoo, who publicly today stand up in this tradition, not just as a fad, not just something that we do on Halloween, not just something that we do in movies and in fictional caricatures of our tradition, but people who truly commit to stand up in, wear the badge and the honor that comes with honoring that which our forefathers and foremothers honor, that is truly revolutionary in this today culture and society. In 2018, there are those who are clinging to the oppressive traditions. And I've given up my overt fight with that. I allow now the individual to fight with themselves with that, with your denial of Big Mom and Big Papa, with your denial of your family. And it manifests in very real world today. When we look at the disconnect within our families, when we look at the breakdown within the generations of our families, the brothers and sisters who don't communicate, the cousins and uncles and aunts who don't speak, who don't acknowledge each other, who don't honor each other. And so it's no surprise to me that we now have a society of people who can't build relationships, who do not know how to communicate, who do not know how to gain access to the heart, the soul, the mind, the energy of not only, you know, other people, but themselves. There's a vulnerability that takes place with us all in terms of communicating, being expressive, telling our story and standing in our truth. I'm running out of time, I know. When I look at how we interact in social media, don't post at me. And we've graduated from posting at each other to now sending these instant. Oh, I'm selling this, I'm performing here, I'm doing that. You know, you've never said hello, you've never said divine peace and blessings, you've never tried to introduce yourself and get to know me. That's relationship building. That's community building. And so your approach to these traditions is very much the same way. You know, how do I overnight become the Babalawo, become a voodoo priestess without ever having met you, shook your hand, held a conversation, built a relationship, took the time to learn and study and know the things that you have learned and studied and know. And so the macrocosm mirrors the microcosm. So you can deny the voodoo. You can continue to deny the ancestors. You can continue to deny the power that exists thereof. But we will continue to see the demonstration of broken homes, broken families, broken relationships, broken partnerships, people who are operating in me, myself, and I, people who are only operating in ego and shade and the clapback, you know, people who are not authentic to self. This is about being authentic, organic, natural, connecting us to nature, understanding that nature and spirit are intertwined in the African mindset, in the African diaspora. They are not separate from, as we see it manifest in Western society and culture. Your denial of the ancestors, of the voodoo, of this practice and tradition does not magically separate you from me. We are interconnected, forever will be. All energy that was created at the beginning of the universe is here. It only transforms, it only recreates itself, it only redevelops itself, renews itself. But we're here, forever entwined, forever interconnected. We can agree to grow with the process, or you can continue to do as many in the world have chosen to do, and that is to war. War against self, war against nature, war against each other, ultimately warring against your remembrance of your ability to connect with your divine self, your divine all-blessed consciousness. And that, beloved, is voodoo. Until next time, please join me again here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Lahore Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. I'm telling you, it's a revival happening. It's a revival happening, and it has its home base, its foundation right here in New Orleans, right here in Treme, right here with Divine Prince in the House of Divine Prince. It's happening right here. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money. You don't have to get a passport. You don't have to travel across the water. It's right here. Come back home. I invite you to come back home. All is a blessing. Ashe. Coming back to you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.